Welcome to the Road of Faith. My name is Ken Fletcher. I'm so glad you're here for this seminar today, and we've got some great things coming up, so I hope you'll stay with us. Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we're so thankful for this day. We're so thankful for this seminar. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the people today, those that will be seeing this, those that will be hearing this, those that will be impacted and touched by what you're doing here. Father, we just believe in that you're doing great things in these lives, transforming them, helping them to see who they are in you and what you've done in them. Father, we thank you for doing this today. Thank you for helping me in every area of this seminar to get out what you want to get out and how you want to get out, dear Lord. I only want to do it your way, and I thank you, Lord, that you are speaking to my friend there who's watching this through your spirit and right where they are in their lives and what's going on in them. And we thank you, Father, for speaking to them through this seminar, giving them answers, giving them a different way of seeing something, perhaps. We thank you for what these miracles that are taking place in them for your glory and for their good. In Jesus' name, we give you praise for it. Amen. You believe that's happening? Well, it's going to be happening. So just hang with us. I believe that. I'm trusting in the Lord to lead us in the directions that's really going to help you today. Praise the Lord. Of course, we've been dealing with the inner man in this whole series, which is what the Know Thyself series is all about. It's about the real man, the eternal man, the one that's been created in Christ. That new creature. And of course, we're our main verse for these whole group of seminars called Know Thyself is found in 2 Corinthians and chapter 5 and verse 17 that says, if any man or woman is in Christ, he or she is a new creature, a new creation that God does. If you're in Christ, you're a new creature, you're a new creation. Old things have been passed away now. Old things are gone. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Well, we're trying to find out all these new things that we got that time. At that time, we're trying to wrap our minds around all of this whole concept of us being one with God and in relationship with Him. Man, just the thought of to get our minds around the concept of it all, that God is in here. What does it mean? Oh, it means a whole lot. A whole lot of things. I mean, that affect us in this life too, not just the life to come, but I mean, just having God inside here. What does it mean? It means things can change. I mean, number one, I mean, things can change into His will for your life. Well, what's stopping it from happening? What's stopping His wonderful, perfect will from taking place in our lives? Come on now. What's stopping it? Well, I'm sorry to say, dear Lord, you are the one stopping it. You're the one that's stopping it somehow. You may not even realize you're stopping it. You just think, well, I'm walking in all the light I know. Well, I'm sure you are. It's not about that. It's about coming into a place of understanding. Maybe you haven't got to the place of understanding yet, but I believe that God's getting you ready because He wants this to happen in you. He wants to be able to speak to you like this, mind to mind, thought to thought, 24/7, day or night. That's what He wants to happen in you. You know why? Because He wants the best for you. Well, what if you don't know what His best is in any given situation, any given situation that you may be encountering in life? What if you don't know what the best? Well, there it is. You're going to Him. And you're inquiring of Him what He wants to do about a situation. Well, what if it's not His best for you? Well, I'm sorry to say that you can go on in your own mind, in your own concept, in your own viewpoints of the way you see your life, and you can just go on and do things your way without Him interfering in it. He won't interfere because He recognized the fact that you have a will of your own. He gave you a will of your own to do with as you will. And that's what makes it so wonderful when you make your mind up and you decide within yourself, I want Jesus. I want his way. I want his best. I want to go his way. I don't want to go my way. That's, boy, to talk about a quality decision, that is a good decision there. That's a decision that will bring you up and out and into things that you never thought how good it would be. Somebody is looking at me right now, and they've just had an awful, horrid life. They've had a lot of bad things happen to them. Some of the things that's happened to you that I'm talking to here, some of those things that's happened to you have been your own fault. Your own choices have led you to these destinations. But there's other things that's happened to you that was just outside of your, outside of it being your fault. You just landed in it, so to speak. And found yourself in these situations where others were hurting you somehow. Well, let me tell you what now. Things can be different for you. You say, well, Brother Fletcher, I've been living in this for 30 years or whatever. I've been living with this in my mind inside for 30 years. Nobody knows what I went through. Nobody knows. Well, yeah, there is somebody that knows what you went through. His name is Jesus. And he knows exactly what you went through. And he understands it all. He understands every part of it and how it's affected you. But listen, man, he wants to get you out of living in that place and get you up and out of there and get to thinking differently about yourself and what has happened to you. Now, you can turn the tables on the devil who attacked you and used those other people to hurt you. You can actually turn the tables on the devil and actually help somebody with it. With what you went through, and you can show them how you came out of it through faith in Jesus, that you can show them and you can help them. So God can use you. He can use that terrible thing that happened to you. You give it to him. What we've been talking about on this series, giving him your past, your present, your future, all of it. Well, if you've given him your past, that means all that bad stuff's in there too. That all that hurtful stuff is in there too. Well, listen, you can give all that stuff to him and he'll use it and deliver you from the hurt and the torture of it all inside of you to where you've got victory inside of yourself. You don't allow those thoughts to hurt you no more. I mean, somebody may have really hurt you back then, but the fact that you keep running it around in your mind day after day, year after year, month after month, year after year, and been thinking the same way for who knows how long. You can think different. You can not allow those thoughts in there no more. Man, them thoughts hurt me. I ain't thinking them no more. And you can begin to take control over your mind and what you allow in there. Yes, you can. So you've got to get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes on the solution now. Get your eyes on the Word of God. Brings you out of that stuff and refuse to think about that stuff that's destructive. Refuse it. Well, here's the deal, man. Once you got your victory over that junk and you got victory in your mind and your peace, you got peace running in there and you refuse to let them thoughts come in and mess with you anymore that happened to you years past, perhaps, and you decided, and every time that thought comes, you're going to have to be diligent now because that thought's going to come back. You've been letting it come back all these years. You just get tenacious and say, nah, I'm not thinking that way no more. Well, you have to stay after. You might have to do it 100 times, 150 times, 200 times, 1,000 times. Who cares? Get the victory over your mind now. That's your mind. And for that to come in and try to keep controlling you year after year, or day after day, month after month, that's still controlling you and affecting your future? I don't want that. He wants you free of that. And he'll get you free of it if you allow him. But it's going to take a choice on your part. It's going to take mind control. I'm not talking about controlling somebody else's mind. I'm talking about controlling your own mind and not allowing that stuff. Don't allow your thoughts. Don't let them junky thoughts come in anymore. Oh, man, keep it nice inside. Man, keep it nice in here. And so how you do that is you cast all the garbage, all that crap out of you. Not allowed in you no more. How do you do that? By an act of your will. You choose not to. So I'm believing that you're going to make some right choices starting today, that you're not going to let those thoughts control you anymore and affect the way you feel. You know, those feelings all come from those thoughts. You get rid of them thoughts, you start putting positive thoughts in there instead, guess what? Positive feelings are going to come. You're going to start thinking right about yourself. Guess what? Good thoughts are going to come. Right thoughts are going to come. Right viewpoints are going to come. You're going to get a perspective that's real about you. You and the Lord. What God has done in you. What you have now. You see. Where's it going? Well, mind control. Control your mind. Don't allow them thoughts in there. By an act of your will, you choose not to let them in there anymore. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to think them no more. That's not who I am. That's not how God looks at me. That's not what I have now. I'm not going to think that way no more. Well, you're the one that makes the choice to do all that. I can't choose what you allow in your soul any more than you can choose what I allow in my soul. But you can choose a different way of thinking than you've been. Your focus has been all screwed up. And that's why you are where you are. Your choices have brought you into a place, and they want you to continue to focus on those negative things that keep dragging you down. The enemy keeps bringing them thoughts back again and again. Why don't you get off of that hamster wheel? You can step off of that hamster wheel. You can get off of that. See, the hamster just he just a getting it. He just a going as fast as he can go. Is he getting anywhere? Is he going anywhere? He ain't going nowhere. It's the same old wheel. Same old wheel. Same old wheel. Over and over and around it goes. And around it goes. But is he going anywhere? He's not going anywhere. Well, don't you want to go somewhere? Somewhere different? Well, you can. Go somewhere different. Thank God for the deliverance. And listen, man, I don't care if the enemy's been putting heavy stuff on you for years. It don't matter. Listen, you turn your life over to Jesus, give him control of everything, and renounce all that. Come against it. The Lord's going to back you up. Yes, he will. So you're not going to be under control over all that negativity. You know, you've got to get rid of it. You can't let it stay in you because it's false. It's not who you are now. In Christ, it's not who you are. I don't care how long you stay and how many years you do all that stuff or thinking those ways about yourself or ended up in places in your life that's bad and everything. I don't care. It makes no difference because that is not who you are. That is not who you're created to be. And you're never going to be happy there. Never. You're never going to be happy in it, ever. No, it's because you focusing on the wrong thing. You're focusing on the outer man. You're focusing on the outer man in relationship with the fallen world system. That's what your focus is. And that's why you keep looking at them problems. Now, if you start looking at things in the spirit, you start looking at things the way God wants you to look at them through his word, through what he's showing you, what's real in you. You start looking at things like that and start focusing on what's true and who you created to be and what God is in you and what he's going to do for you and what he's leading you to do. You focus on that. Guess what? That other stuff just starts dropping off. It just sort of, where'd that go? Why, where's that thought that I used to have all the time? Where'd it go? Well, but it takes diligence. It takes diligence to go after it like that. And because they'll slip in there. I mean, you're used to it. You've been living that way for all these years. Well, you're used to it. So you've got to get unused to it. You've got to get to the place where the peaceful thoughts and the tranquil thoughts, the ones that are like the Lord, the ones that he brings to us, and the positive ones, the ones that see, and we start focusing on that. We start And guess what happens? The other stuff that used to take our focus and our attention begin to lose its power in us. You know why? Because there's another power working that's coming against them. It's coming from the inside of you. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. So that gives you, it empowers you to think right. It empowers you to do right. It empowers you to take control over your own mind again. And to yield it to the Lord, your mind, what you think about. Well, when you get to that place like that, and that's mean, and the Lord starts showing you things, and you'll wonder, you'll sit there and think, just like I did, you'll wonder, what in the world, why'd I take so long to do this? I wished I'd have done what I did 50 years ago. Maybe I wasn't at the place where I could. I don't know. Maturity-wise, you know what I mean? To where I understood enough. So maybe you're in that place too that I was for so many years, to where I'm just wasn't quite there in maturity. But listen, man, if you can desire in your heart, I don't care where you are in your maturity level. You may have just gotten saved yesterday or last week in our last seminar, I don't know, or yesterday or something. You're just tuning in here. But look here, man, if you get that desire right inside of you and you desire to hear from the Lord like that, and to have that kind of heart and humility. And we told you, we've been talking about the three things that he showed me. Of course, we haven't gotten into the other two yet. And then the box that they came in, all those three things, okay, that's synonymous with all three things. But we've been talking primarily about humility at this point. And so we're getting ready to go in the other places too, but we're not done with humility yet. Man, it's the big one. I think it's the big one. The other ones are important, obviously. They're just as important as he showed. But in regard to which one's more important than another one, well, I'm thinking this one here, the one we've been talking about, humility, is probably one of the most important ones of all of them, because the other ones really aren't going to work for you anyway until you come towards him right, approach him right, deal with your pride right, and take care of that in front of him, my goodness, you're going to be able to approach him. Well, you see, those three things were working in me that I wasn't really that aware of, but he said they were in order to bring me into this place with him. And so I'm wanting to see you get into the same place, you know, with him. Now you're not going to hear him exactly like I do. You're going to hear him like you ought to, like you should. Amen. And have that clarity with him. And I hear him in an audio way inside, I guess you could say. I hear his thoughts, but to me, it's like him talking to me. And it's not just, sometimes it's a transfer of wisdom like that, or transfer of understanding. But most of the time, it's just I hear his words, in my thoughts, and I know what he's saying to me, and vice versa. We can sit there, we can be talking to somebody else. That's the beautiful thing about this. You could be talking to somebody else and actually holding a conversation with the Lord inside. Yes, you can. And it happens to me all the time. I'm sitting there talking to somebody and I'm hearing what they're saying out here, but then inside I'm getting something different on the inside from him, Praise God. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be in this place with the Lord. And I hope that you will stay with us throughout the series. Now, listen, it's going to be worth your while. To go back and study through these things, because we repeat some things as the Lord prompts us to do so. And when we repeat things, we're doing it to get it in you better. Amen. So I'm yielded to the Lord here, and however he wants us to go in these seminars, that's the way I want to go. I just want to stay yielded to him however he wants, and he'll prompt me to do certain things at certain times, So he's doing it now. He's actually flowing here. So, and I want to keep myself in that place with him for your benefit, so that we can bring out what needs to come out to help you in your level of understanding with the Lord. And we're going to get you, by God's grace, we're going to get you into this clear place with him if you want to. I mean, it's not going to work for anybody. Don't want to. It just won't work, obviously, if you don't have the desire And it's got to be, it's not a fleeting desire. This desire is a deep desire that you have with the Lord. So very, very important to have that. And that will bring you into this place. It will propel you into this place with him, is that desire of your heart. And then you have these three things working in you. I'm telling you, you're going to hear him in a different way. I really believe that. And it's an entire thing. It's a 100% thing. If you're only intending on giving him 80% or something, you know, or 50 or 80 or 90%, well, I'm not going to try no 90% or 80% with the Lord. I want all 100%. I don't know about you, but I want all 100%. Well, in order to get my 100% from the Lord, my best from him, what is the best for me, from the rest of the time of my life down here, the best thing that he can do through me, the best thing that he can use me to help somebody else, tell somebody else about him, that's what he wants, the best for you, the best, whatever that is. Now, it's not just the best here, naturally speaking. Yes, he wants us to live in the best, naturally speaking. Yes, he does. But it's not about the best, naturally speaking. It's about the best, eternally speaking, you understand? Yes, it is. It's about that. Because it's more than just this life we're talking about. We're talking about affecting people who are eternal spirits, who will live on through eternity. And these are the ones that we're supposed to be ministering to. These are the people that we want to touch with Jesus. They don't know him. Many times they don't even realize they're a spirit. They don't even realize they have a spiritual part to them. It's the strangest thing, some of the things that people believe about themselves. They think they're sort of like a brain with a body or something, that they don't have a spiritual side to them. Well, God wants to use you and use me to touch them and bring reality to them about Jesus, about their spirit, about what's going on spiritually with them. Amen. And so we've got to be in that place with him to hear correctly in order to help them. That's what it's all about. That's what his best is all about. His best is all about you using you and helping you to flow with him now, to flow with him to touch other people. So it's not him touching them. Well, he is touching them, but he's touching them through you. And so not only is it just him touching them through you, but it's you too, you see, because you and he do everything together. So it's us that touches them right now. As I'm talking to you, it's us. It's Jesus in me as I'm in cooperation with him here. And, so it's Jesus and me that's flowing here, that's ministering here to you. So you see, it's a big difference in how we approach things now when we have come into understanding this blend that we have with him and this relationship that we have with him, this blend inside. So it's us and Jesus ministering to the people. Amen. Him through us, him with us. So it's a blend of us and Jesus now. So what you're hearing today is a blend of Jesus and I. And the parts that aren't so great, the parts that I'm missing it, guess who? It's me. It's not his part. He's not missing it. I would be missing it. Amen. So we're trying to minimize that as much as possible. Keep him at the forefront of everything for your benefit and for your blessing, for your help. Amen. Your clarity. Glory to God. Amen. Well, last week we was over here in Proverbs. I thought those were so good. And so we want to start here. I want to just go back over a few of these ones that I looked at before. Proverbs 22:4 says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life." Do you believe that verse? Well, if you believe that verse, then the thing about it is that the humility that we have with the Lord will cause us to come up because of that wisdom that he's going to impart to us and help us and guide us and help us to see through stuff that would try to steal from us. You see, the things that would try to come and steal and bring us down financially, or bring us down physically, or bring us down emotionally, or in our thoughts, or anything like that. No, he wants to bring us up. That's what he wants to do. Well, it's by humility that we enter into this dependency upon him to show us and to help us. And to bring us out of our own concept of things into his concepts of things. And he sees the whole thing. So he's not going to reveal the whole thing to you now. You just forget that. Somebody say, well, he's only going to reveal the whole thing to you. Well, no, he won't. Because if that happened, if he revealed everything, then perhaps how much you going to believe of it? He's going to lead you by faith in what you need to know by faith is how he's going to do it. And what he'll do, sometimes he'll just lead you a step at a time. He'll give you faith to know what to do for a certain step. He'll give you that thought, boom, there it is. I know what it is. I know what he wants me to do here. And so you'll take that one step. Well, you're not going to get step 2, 3, 4, and 5 right there. He's not going to do it because he wants you to believe in each process, each step. He wants you to be in faith in each part of this, to stay in faith and dependency upon his leadership. Amen. Praise God. And that's how he leads us, by his thought and by his spirit. You see, amen. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor in life. Proverbs 22 and verse 4. And in Proverbs 15, it goes on to say, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So to be honored, humble yourself. Amen. And he will honor you. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 18 and verse 12 goes on to say, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty or prideful. Before destruction, that's where that pride comes before a fall. Amen. Before the fall, there's pride present. And the spirit of man is haughty. You see that? The heart of the man is haughty before destruction comes. Not a good place to be, because you're in a place of deception at that point. And so you basically, you're not going to see the destruction coming like you should. You're not going to be able to understand why it came necessarily, because there's a blindness in you. And that blindness is called pride, man. Pride, falseness, false believing. I worked with a guy one time. I'm not going to mention any names, where, when, how. But I worked with a guy one time in music business, and this precious man, whom we all loved, he had an ego, you know, an ego situation going on in him, and he thought that group that he was in wasn't gonna be able to function without him, because he was just too good. He was just too talented now for them to let him go or allow him to go. So what did he do? He decided he inflated himself. It was real obvious what happened. Am I in a judgmental situation? I'm just telling you what happened, what I saw. And I seen why. I mean, he saw himself differently than the way everybody else saw him. You know what I mean? He saw himself as the singer, you know, the main draw of that group. He saw himself as, it was a little more than what it actually was, if you know what I mean. So he decided, I mean, he said he was going to go with another group. So he told him he was leaving the group. Now, he told him that. We found all this out later. He told him that just so that they give him a little more money, kept him to stay, you know, trying to beg him to keep him to, you know. He wanted to prove his worth. He wanted to, You know what I'm saying. And so he decided he's going to tell them. Now, I don't know if he really was going to go with this other group or not. But he said he was. And so he told this group, the present group he was with, he told them, I'm leaving for this other group. And so they just looked at him. Oh, really? Okay. Well, wow. Well, they knew that they needed to have that spot filled. They couldn't be functioning without that, without, you know, that particular part being taken care of that he was fulfilling there. And, but in his own mind, he was thinking he's irreplaceable, you see. In his own mind, he's thinking in this group, I'm the guy. I'm the one that people are coming to see. Well, he saw himself wrong, because that's not the way they looked at it. I mean, it just wasn't the way it was. All right. And so what did they do? They decided that was, they said, well, we got to fill our spot here. So they begin to look for somebody else. And so some weeks had passed, you know, and nothing was really said to him about one way or the other. But in the meantime, the group was out doing auditions and so forth, you see, trying to fulfill that spot that they needed to continue doing what they do, right? And he just thought they was going to come back and beg him to stay, basically, and try to get some more money, you know, come in his direction, I guess. So in the meantime, they're doing all these auditions, right? Well, they find somebody that they're going to put in there. Well, he finds out about, my Lord, they found somebody. And it ain't turning out the way he wants it to turn out now. So then now he's backpedaling. Now he's realizing, man, they're really going to replace me. They're really going to do it. And I want you to know what, even if he didn't want to leave, he shouldn't have told them that. Because they sure enough replaced his butt. And put this other person in there, and he's out now. See? Well, now, I don't know what happened to that other group, if there was another group or not. But one thing for sure, he didn't go with that other group. And so he's just without a job now, you see. Well, what brought all that on? What brought it on? Then he's mad. Listen, another thing he did, he got mad at some of the other group members because they didn't have his back. And kind of fight for him and argue for, you know, say, well, we got to have him. We got to have him. And all of that stuff, you know, and he was mad at them for not doing that. And he was the one that would come in and turned in the notice, right? But what caused all that to happen? I'm telling you what it was. It was a false perception of his own self. He saw himself falsely. What was it? Pride. Pride caused him to see himself falsely and in a wrong manner. And it brought him low. I mean, the job he had, he doesn't have it no more. Another man's got his job. See, you got to understand one thing in this life. Listen, you can be replaced. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how good you are or what you do. You can be replaced. And another person come right in there and just pick up. Maybe they won't do it the same way you did it, but they're gonna have it, you know, because you can be replaced. Well, what does that cause? That causes a sense of reality when you realize that and understand that. Now, see, he didn't see that. This man did not see that. He did not see the fact that he could be replaced. And my goodness, he was. He sure was. I seen it all. And I saw what happened to him. And it didn't have to be that way. And it was all because of his inflated ego and pride and so forth. He saw himself in a way that, and he was a nice person, and we loved him and all of that. But it was kind of sad to see that kind of thing happening to. And I saw that not only in his life, but I've seen that in the entertainment business. I saw it quite a few times, where people are looking at themselves to being irreplaceable or bigger than they really are, or thinking of themselves in a false manner somehow. Well, I just want to see myself the way it really is. I mean, because if other people can see how prideful, how if other people can pick up on the falseness there, well, surely God does. Well, the idea is for us to see it our own selves, what it is, and how wrong it is, how false it is, how inflated we are. We've exalted ourselves somehow and into a place where we're not seeing right. We're not understanding about ourselves right, especially in front of God. But other people can see it too. So, we just have to understand. We have to make ourselves get into the place of humility so that the Lord can show us ourselves and we can see right what we're all about, what we're supposed to be about, and see ourselves correctly and perceive things. Because, man, if we do that, riches and honor will come. Amen. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Amen. That's a fact. It's just the way things are. And Proverbs, 22. Oh, no, I think I just read that one. Okay. And then Proverbs chapter 16, it says, better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. They think they're cleaning up, don't they? The proud does. And they got all this power and wealth and this, that, and the other. But I want you to know something, that's temporary. That's not how it's going to turn out for them. It's not going to turn out good for them like that. The Bible tells us that before the destruction comes, there is that haughty spirit is there. And that pride is there. So destruction's coming. When the pride is there and the selfishness and the ego and self-exaltation and doing your own thing and all that, when that's present, well, then destruction is coming. Because if it's not, because there's falseness in it, it cannot stand. You see, in the light of truth and in light of reality, you see. So we want to get ourselves through humility into the place of light and reality of the way we really are. Now, someone will say, well, I need to think of myself as a worm or something, be humble like a worm. No, it's not about making yourself a worm. It's about not allowing falseness in you. And the humble of spirit, the humble of heart, the lowly is going to pick up from the Lord the reality of the situation of who they are. Now, when you first coming into the Lord, newly born again, and there's a whole lot of things you don't know about this relationship with God. You have, you know, a whole lot of things. But that humility, through that humility before the Father, that humility with the Lord and humility with other people will bring you into a larger place where you can see. This is real important. It will bring you into the place where you can see how great you really are. Now, I know that sounds like a contradiction of terms, to humble yourself in front of God and to come into his presence with a right heart, a humble heart, a contrite heart, a changeable, a teachable heart. But when you do that and you get rid of the falseness, then he begins to show you and open up to you who you really are and what you really have with him. And it is great. What you are and what he has made you is great. And what he has brought you into is great and vast. To try to put terms on what he's brought you into, whew, man, so big, so amazing, so huge. And he wants us to grow into our understanding of who we are now. He's not wanting us to wait till later just to make it into heaven in order to understand who we are and what we have. No, he wants to reveal it here and now so that he can make you effective in the lives of other people that we're around every day. praise God. And that's what we're all about, is them, you know, getting a hold of the message that, that we know about, that we embraced and that we know is true. And to get to know the Jesus for themselves, man. Oh, praise God. What a privilege to be able to do that. Amen. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 29 says, a man's pride shall bring him low. Did you hear that? If you don't deal with it, if you don't deal with your pride, it's going to bring you down. It's going to bring you low because it's false now. It's false. Looking at yourself, false. Amen. Amen. He says here, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold. Look at that. Honor shall uphold, hold you up. The humble of spirit. That's right. Honor will uphold you. Praise God. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 12 says, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. That means everybody, doesn't it? I believe this, even though it appears like things are not that way on the earth, I believe this verse. I know it's so. This is Jesus talking in this verse, Matthew 23:12, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. You're going to get put down. If you exalt yourself, amen, you're going to be put down. And he that shall humble himself shall be what? Exalted. We've been talking about he will lift you up in due time. He's going to exalt you. Those that are the humble of spirit shall be exalted by the Lord himself. And he will show you what it means to be exalted by him and what it means to be a child of God and what it means to have this fusion that we have with him inside. And it's great and vast. So there's a whole lot of growing for you to do in that understanding. And there's a whole lot of growing for me to do in that understanding. Even though I may have grown a little more than you, or maybe you've grown a little more than me, we both got a long way to go in this understanding, because when we come into this, it changes everything concerning your life and your family. It just changes everything. Because God gets involved in ways that he maybe not wasn't able to be involved with you in the past. So that's where we're heading. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. Well, I'm just about out of time today. I can't get over again today. But these just fly by as we're flowing with the Lord. I trust that what I've said here today through the Holy Spirit will impact you and change you and help you. Move you along in understanding and get you up to the place that he wants you to be with him and into that mind-to-mind, thought-to-thought place with the Lord all day and all night. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So that's where we want to get you. Well, this is Ken Fletcher, and I'm telling you, I'm so thankful that you dropped in today. And remember, until next week, remember that I love you.